There you go. That is the full-time whistle. Donegal last won the Dr. McKenna Cup in 2018, and they're heading back to the final in 2022 with a 2-9 to 11 point victory against Derry here tonight in Ballybuffet under the lights on a wet winter's night. And it was a 4-point win in the end. But really, Donegal never looked troubled at all in that second half, having done all the hard work in the first half with those two goals coming from man of the match Keelan McGonigal and Oran McFadden Ferry. When we hit the first water break, that goal by Keelan McGonigal had Donegal leading by a point. There was four unanswered scores from Derry before that as they led 4-2, but that goal then had Donegal one in front of 5-4. And then the second big score of the game came on the half hour mark, with Donegal and Derry sitting level 1-3-6 after Paul Cassidy had levelled the game up. Three unanswered scores came from Donegal, and the first of those was that goal from Oran McFadden Ferry. McGonigal's was a bit fortuitous. It landed into his path after Derry couldn't deal with a high ball as it went into the back of the net. But Oran McFadden Ferry's goal was a bit more straightforward. Good link-up play, good build-up play for Donegal. The ball was sent over the top of the defence into the path of the very pacey Oran McFadden Ferry, cutting back in down the left-hand side. The only thing he had to do was beat the keeper, and he hit it as hard as he could, and he hit it low to the right of the keeper, to Oran McFadden Ferry's left, into the back of the net, and Donegal, with that score, going 2-3 to 6 points up, a 3-point advantage. But they made sure it was a 5-point game by the time we had the halftime whistle. Michael Langan and Shane O'Donnell also getting on the score sheet. Seven different scores in that opening half for Donegal. In total, there was 9 different scores tonight. There wasn't much to report in the second half, because with that advantage, Donegal never looked troubled. The other two scores in the game were Patrick McBertie from a free and Michael Murphy also from a free. But Keelan McGonigal, who got the goal in the opening half, added 2 further points in the second half, and that gave him the Man of the Match award for tonight. Derry did end the game with a bit of a flurry. Lachlan Murray stepped up with 2 of their last 3 points, and big Anthony Toho's son, who has made his first ever senior appearance in a Derry jersey, wrapping up the game with a point as well. 4 points was the difference in the end, but it was very much just about Donegal seeing out this tie, comfortably winning through by 2-9 to 11 points. And Donegal are heading to the McKenna Cup final, and there's another game before we start the league, Martin McHugh.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, games is what's all, you know, it's no harm to get games. I mean, they got game time, and, you know, it's great to see Mark Curran getting a start here tonight and did really, really well. Oran McFadden Ferry had a good game, another good game in the corner. Owen Van Gallen Furness was very solid as well. And then the halfback then. Paul Brennan had a good match today. Tony McLennan forward a lot. I think Ryan McHugh needs a game. It'll do no harm. He had 3-2 wides and a ball off the post. Keelan McGonigal had a very big game, scoring 1-2. Michael Langan, probably one of his quietest games today, but he did, you know, he's just the way we know how the quality he has. But Kieran Thompson had, won the 2-throw-ins, which is very important in modern day Gaelic football. You know, Shane O'Donnell was taken off at a stage, did well. Jack McKelvey scored in early, the first point, and, you know, inside the full four lane, didn't go much ball in and everything else. And suppose the other thing, Michael Murphy got game time, and, you know, we had other players run off the bench. So it's good enough run out. As long as the injury to Jimmy Brennan and Tony McLennan is not too bad, that, you know, you'd be nearly happy enough, you know, to get another game. And as I said, you'd probably prefer if it was Monaghan, maybe rather more so than Armagh to meet, because, you know, we've big games against Armagh. I'm just laughing at the players. They're all the young ones, girls and boys, out looking for the gloves of the players after the game, and when they get them, they're running away. These players will have to keep getting a lot of gloves. Are going to have to be supplied with a lot of gloves. All the young ones coming out looking for gloves. But look, the conditions were heavy and everything else. And as I said, these are good games. They're better than 2 or 3 training sessions. So look forward to an Ulster final on Saturday night.
Yeah, we've got an Ulster final to look forward to this coming weekend. Now, provisionally, it's scheduled to start at 5 o'clock, but that may change. We have to wait to see who is going to come through the other decider tonight. And they're going straight to penalties. Up the athletic grounds in Armagh and Monaghan, 15 points apiece. no extra time. Penalties is going to decide who will be meeting Donegal in the Dr. McKenna Cup final. But Declan Boner's side are through to the pre-season competition decider. And as we said, the most important thing is getting more game time ahead of the league start at the end of the month against Mayo. We're going to wrap things up here now from McCool Park. We will, of course, have a reaction for you available shortly in the sports section of HighlandRadio.com. Full-time score from McCool Park in this McKenna Cup semi-final. It's finished Donegal 2-9, Derry 11 points.